It's such a pleasure to welcome back to WBJC Lucinda Edenberg, who is the gallery art educator at the Mitchell Gallery at St. John's College in Annapolis. They're presenting a gorgeous exhibition called American Impressionism, Treasures from the Daywood Collection. This is on through the end of October. And it's lovely to welcome you back, Lucinda. Thanks for driving up again.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
So I think that French Impressionism is one of the most well-known and popular movements. How are we distinct from that European tradition?
Well, I think the magic, you know, of Impressionism prevails. And what's distinctive is that the academic painting that had happened in Europe, and even in American painting, you know, included landscapes with castles and things in the background. And of course, that didn't relate to the American public at all, nor the monumental portraiture. And so bringing it down to American landscapes, for as rugged as it could be, or as genteel, and monumental portraits went out, and it was more portraits of intimate family and friends. The Americans really came about 20 years after the French. And so by the time the Americans came to it, post-impressionism and cubism and other things had already kind of moved on. And so the movement here started a little later. But the other distinctive thing about it is this was the first collection of American art that was purchased by American buyers, because people of means, you know, Carnegie, Frick, Barnes and all these are collecting Renoirs and all those, but they're collecting American painters. And this is a significant shift, you know, really up until the Armory Show of 1913, which then brought a shift worldwide in art.
So some of the names are very well known. John Sloan, John Henry Twachtman, Childe Hassam, of course. What about some of the others that are not quite so much in the public parlance?
Well, what distinguishes a household name in art, you know, is pretty arbitrary. But I think when you look at the exhibition and you see how it's laid out sort of according to colonies, because they were very much inspired by Monet and Giverny and these various art colonies, Argenteuil, you know, in France. And so they began to mimic those. And so there's colonies in Old Lyme, in Kos Kob, and even close by in Pennsylvania, the New Hope Colony. And so within these clusters, there are well-known names. And so Follansbee, Carlson is certainly a kind of on the second known list. But when you look through and you start looking at collections, then you'll see these names come over and over. And Weir, and it's interesting because Weir totally abhorred the Impressionists. He was in France and wrote this, I believe it was him that wrote a letter to his parents and saying it looked like a chamber of horrors. And then, you know, time comes around and people change their minds. But one fun one is Gary Melker. His studio and museum is in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So, you know, you just start looking for them. And again, you know, they're still sort of overshadowed by the French.
This is a wonderful exhibition of 40 works of American Impressionism. These are treasures from the Daywood Collection. They're on at the Mitchell Gallery at St. John's College in Annapolis through October the 27th. To find out more, you can go on the St. John's College website, which is sjc.edu, navigate to Annapolis, and from there there'll be a drop-down menu to the Mitchell Gallery. And it's been such a pleasure to speak to the gallery art educator, Lucinda Edenberg. Thank you so much for bringing this to us.
Oh, thank you.